Lucy Wentzworth, your host, coach, and professor that founded Worth Results to help people maximize their potential and achieve what they want out of life. Oh my goodness, this is a podcast takeover. So today we're going to talk more about my story. So put away all your distractions and focus on today's lesson because this podcast class is now in session.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sue Wedsworth's podcast. I am not Sue. My name is Adara Angelusi, and I have taken over to interview Sue herself about her business, about her why, about the things that she is bringing to the world. So please welcome to her podcast, Sue.
Yay! Thanks, Adara. Thanks for taking this over.
Thanks so much for having me. Okay, so I thought this was so important because I think a lot of times listeners are wanting to know, like, who's behind the brand? What is this person all about? So Let's start with why you started the podcast and what your vision is long term, because you're going to be on the airwaves for a long time, girl. You got lots to say.
I'd like to say that. Yeah. Why did I start the podcast? So I wanted to get into coaching and I've also been teaching for quite a while. And I thought, you know what? What a great way to get what I want to say out to the masses. You know, there's lots of different ways to do that. You can market yourself, you can do webinars online and all of that stuff. But I got introduced to someone that produced podcasts, and she had a info session. And I met her the night before, and she was doing her info session the next day. And I went, oh, I got to do that, because I was thinking about doing a podcast, but I knew nothing about it. And I got onto her session, and halfway through the session, I said, I have to do this. I just have to do this. So I got set up, went on her course on how to start a successful podcast in 8 weeks. And I started it last June. And it's just been phenomenal. And it's just such a way to get either an inspirational story out there or some of the tips and tricks that we don't learn about in life. And I just wanted to pass that along to as many people as I possibly could.
Oh my gosh, you are amazing. Now tell us a little bit about your story. Like, how did you, Sue, kind of come to be and Worth Results make an appearance on the main stage?
On the screen. So I'm a career banker, which I know has nothing to do with this. And it actually had nothing to do with this. I started out in my career as a business consultant, basically, and ended up working for BMO Bank of Montreal, and thought that I wanted a banking career, a vertical career, you know, VP all the way, executive. And I was working towards that. I got my MBA in finance. And, you know, as I got closer and closer to that, I was miserable. And I found myself trying to find ways outside of work, like so many of us do, to get joy and excitement. And, you know, that was short-lived. Eventually, it really sort of took over everything. I got super depressed. And I just lost my job. And that was devastating, completely devastating. And I started to realize, okay, well, what would I like to do? And somebody suggested, you know, the happiest that they were was teaching. And I had taught before, and I thought, you know, I could do that. And I talked to a couple people, and I got in with Sheridan, and I absolutely loved it. And then I found a sort of a side banking job to offset that. And then the depression kicked back in again after about 5 or 6 years. And it's like, you know what? I'm just not a banker. Even though I tried it, it's what I can do. I'm good at it. All of that stuff that everybody thinks. Ended up getting coached into a program. And it was like the light went on in my brain. It all of a sudden, everything that I believed as a child, that I had unlimited potential, that I could do everything I wanted, everything like that just clicked. And I thought, that's what I want to pass on. I let fear and insecurities run my decisions for so long that finally I realized how making decisions and going in the world confidently can actually change your results, change your life. And that's exactly what happened. And I said, I have to pass this on to as many people as I possibly can. So 2 years ago, I started Worth Results, started coaching, educating, again, enjoying the podcast. I'm going to be speaking on these things. And that's been the journey. And I'm ecstatic.
So that's what you would definitely say people struggle with, right? Is their confidence, they're insecure, they're fearful of taking the leap.
They are. You know what? There's so many people that are unhappy with a certain aspect of their life. It could be anything. It could be their job. It could be a relationship. It could be their looks or their weight or. And they don't do it for so many reasons. Fear being one of them, and fear comes in a multitude of different colors, but fear stops us. And, you know, that's the thing that people need to understand is as long as you continue in a life of fear and a life of not trying, a life of stopping, you will never be happy. And, you know, there was a quote that I actually heard or I saw when I was cleaning up my office of Walter Raleigh. And it said, you know, whatever you're thinking about, just start it. You know, don't give any time about what I need to do. Just start it. What are you waiting for? Start it. And, you know, that type of thing. And he goes on and on. It's a wonderful quote. I haven't got it memorized, but the essence of it is start it. And there's so many people that just struggle with that. And you know what? They can get it done. Lots of people come to me. I have a lot of students come to me and say, what should I take? Should I take accounting or finance? Or where should I get a job? Should I get a job in sales or should it be in McDonald's? And I say the same question. What do you love doing? Well, no, that's not the point. I need a job. No, that actually is the point. If you love what you do, the money will come. That is an absolute firm fact. And not everybody believes it. They think they have to do this, or they have to get a plan, or they have to have the money, or they have to before they do anything. Absolutely not. And that's what people struggle with. And I need them to understand that they don't have to continue to do it from this fearful perspective.
Yeah, there's a sense of security there. They think that it's there, but it technically isn't. But the idea that if I have this job and I do these things and I make this amount of money, it's like this little safety area that I hang in, and I'm not really happy here. But if I go outside of here, I don't know what's going to be over there.
Exactly.
It's uncertain.
I was that way with the bank too. I kept thinking, well, this is the devil I know. Why would I leave? Because it could be worse, you know? Many people don't think the grass is greener. They actually think, oh, it'll be worse. What if it's worse? We what if ourselves to death? And, you know, there are a select few that go off in search of what it is they love. And we just need more of those people.
100%.
Yep.
Like it really is just reminding me that maybe you don't think the grass is greener, but if you take a step, a leap, something else, it can't be worse. It just can't, because all you know is that you can go back if you had to, right? Like you can always go get that job, but you know what? Just trying something is definitely going to lead you down new pathways, new opportunities, new connections. It just does. It's just how it rolls. Yeah.
It is how it works. And so many people are happy with the status quo. I'm fine. I'm okay. It's everything will work out okay. It'll be all right. All of these things that we tell ourselves to justify or give excuses for not taking that leap.
Yeah, not being uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's exactly what makes you tick and what you're happy sharing, right? Is showcasing not only from your own life, taking this own risk, but that you can actually not only handhold, but guide somebody into the unknown and maybe give them a bit of direction. By asking
I have structured programs that I use that I customize for my clients or teams even on the goals that they really, really want to accomplish. And it is, you know, it's like anything. There's a process to it. And as long as you understand the process, or think about it from a game, as long as you understand the rules of the game, you know, and enjoy that, then it'll happen. And it's just like anything else. And that's really, really the part of the process and the sharing of that, that whatever it is that you want to do, it can be accomplished.
So would you say that you kind of wish you had maybe taken a step in the direction of your dreams earlier?
150%, 150%. I wish I had had confidence. I wish I had had fear. I didn't have the fear. I wish I had taken the leap. This is what I took in school. This is the funny thing. I took this in university and I enjoyed it in university, but silly me didn't think I could make a living doing this, right? And if I had just, as we all say, sometimes if I knew now what I knew then, you know, then I'd be a rock star. And
you
that's
are a rock
okay.
star.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. 100%.
And it's okay because you know what? Everything that I went through got me to this point. Everything that I learned got me to this point. So I can't say, you know, if I could make a wish, would I do that? Not necessarily. It's just, it's a shame that I'm learning all about this at this age versus, you know, 20 years ago, for example. But I think the learnings and the experiences that I did, everything moved me to this point at right now. So I guess that's part of why I want to share it so much, because if I can connect with people who are younger, then they can learn to do those things earlier.
And I do believe in quantum jumps because I do have friends that have done that. But also do keep in mind that when that happens, to hold that frequency and vibe when you haven't worked your way like step by stone up to that point, it can fall apart very easily. So for instance, getting millions of dollars when you kind of came from nothing and then you blow it because you don't know how to hold that frequency of being there, right?
That's right.
That makes sense to you.
It does make sense to me.
So this idea, and to your listeners, this idea that it is a journey, that it's like one thing kind of led to the other thing. And it's not until you take that step or you take that risk that you'll see those next steps come forth.
And you mentioned about the frequency too. If you hold the goal and the path and the love and everything that is that you want to do, you'll be vibrating on that frequency. And, you know, whatever you want to call it, the universe, God, however you look at it, will provide those things to you when you need it. And that's exactly how it works. That's the great thing about it. And, you know, you can be naysayers and there's a bunch of people out there, but honestly, there are examples upon examples upon examples in life and in reality where it actually happens exactly like that.
Well, like they say, you are what you think, you are what you
totally.
eat, you are all the, you know, it makes total sense. I mean, you're manifesting without knowing you're manifesting, just how you are
just
in the
because
world.
You are. And what you're thinking about and the way you're thinking, it's absolutely correct. Absolutely.
So you turn 180 and go into starting to think about what you love to do and where you want to be.
Yes.
Then you'll be manifesting and creating that. It's just the way it works. I think there's actually scientific proof of it.
There is scientific proof, exactly. Yes. That's exactly it.
Awesome.
And you know, that's so funny because it's just that simple. And that's the thing, right? How did we not know this?
Well, we're brainwashed because you see, these companies need people to work for them. They need people to go to their 9 to 5 and do the job so that the owners can go live on a beach somewhere or do whatever the heck they're doing with their millions.
There's lots of people that like that life too. You know, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
There are lots
so don't
of people,
discredit that. Sure.
Yeah. There's lots of people that just want to have a good job, want the 9 to 5 so that they can do whatever they want the rest of the time. And if that's what they love, then that's cool. Then that's what they'll get. But, you know, don't assume that that's all there is.
100%.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of options and opportunities.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's
I love
exactly.
it. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to put a little disclaimer in there. Yes, if you're a 9-to-5er or you like working for the company that you're with, and it's like, you like the stability, you're not really a traveler, you're good with knowing, how much is coming in, and that is not, nothing's wrong with that. It's the people that
No.
don't want
Exactly.
that,
Yeah.
but they don't know what else
And you
they
know
have.
what? They may be completely happy with the 9-to-5, but maybe they want to start up a business on the side. And they don't know how to do that, or they're scared about doing that, or how it does it impact their life. And do they really need to do that at this point in time? And so there's all of these other things. Or, they feel insecure about asking for a promotion. Like there's a whole variety of things out there that, well, I mean, if we don't grow, we disintegrate. So, the 9-to-5 is great, but over a long period of time, if there's no growth anywhere in that, then you will start to disintegrate. That's the other thing that a lot of people don't understand.
And I've seen it, like in older people who really have
Oh,
been stuck for like
totally.
years. It's like it comes out in their body posture, in their
Oh,
health, in
in
all
the
sorts of
words they say.
say, yep.
Oh, yes,
I know this one
exactly.
person, yeah, that has like a stomach ache every Christmas and every like holiday because they don't want to be social. But instead of saying they don't want to be social, they're sick, and like they're now sick all the time, and it's just like, well, look at how you just manifested
That's
that.
exactly it.
You told
Health,
them.
you know what? Health is definitely a state of mind. I haven't been sick in years because just when I think something's going to hit me, I go, nope, I'm not sick. And it goes away. Yeah, knock on wood and
Amazing.
everything that else,
Wow.
however that works.
Okay.
I don't want to have faith, honestly. That's a
Okay, so
thing.
everyone, contact Sue the minute you feel like you're coming on with something.
Yes, Dr.
Go
Sue. Yeah, let's throw that in
get
there.
your mind.
Forget
Yeah,
Dr.
right in there.
Google. Just, Dr. Sue.
Okay, but seriously, how do people like contact you? Like just reach out to you, like just have the conversation, like just share the
Absolutely.
dream, like what?
Yeah, we have we do a free consultation, a free initial consultation. You can go to my website, worthresults.com, book an appointment, book a call, and we just chat. I get to know what it is that you're doing. What do you want to do? What's been stopping you? Is it financial issues that you want? Is it personal goals? Is it professional goals? Maybe it's a team-based or work environment. Maybe it's not a comfortable working environment that you're in. There's so many things that people could share. Worthresults.com, connect with me and or just continue to listen to the great tricks from the podcast. That's fun too, but that's not going to really help you get all of your
No.
goals realized. So it's just a start.
100%. Okay, so what I'm feeling is that someone's listening, you're connecting with Sue, you can feel that she might be your girl. So what you do is you pick up the phone and you send the email or you go to the website and you just have the conversation and then you just see what transpires from that. I mean, you're already taking a step just by opening up to what else could be possible. So
That's
that
right.
is awesome.
Yes.
Sue, thank you so much for letting me take over.
Oh, this is so great. Thank you so much, Adara. I love this. This is so much fun.
It was so cool to hear a little of your story and to really understand the reasoning behind your work and to hear sort of the different kinds of people you work with, whether they're students or they're in organizations or they're, wherever they are in their journey. Maybe they're between jobs or they want to start a little side hustle. You can help them with next steps.
Exactly.
I love
Beautiful.
it.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. I know there are a lot of choices out there, and I'm so happy you spent your time with us today. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a lesson. If you want to talk about your own story or have a specific question to be answered next time, head over to worthresults.com and connect with me. I would love to hear from you. See you next time.